We start things off with news of the week. The NFL annual meetings, a.k.a. the owners' meetings, going down in Orlando, Florida. Big news from Bill O'Brien that three guys, specifically Deontay Foreman, J.J. Watt, and Deshaun Watson, are healing smoothly.
To hear that Deshaun Watson will be out there for OTAs, I wrote a story about it. This is the first time he detailed what he expects him to do. Great for the offense, great for the receivers. They can work on their chemistry. And hey, great for us, because who doesn't want to see Deshaun Watson back out there?
I want to see him out there. I got my hand raised. Same. So that's a good thing. And then in front of him, he's going to have a pretty new offensive line. Bill O'Brien said there could be four new starters up there. One of them, left tackle Julion Davenport. In 2016, he played at Bucknell. Last year, he was a rookie, played a couple games, and now he might start in the NFL in year two.
Yeah, that's amazing to me. But you know what? He did get a few starts towards the end of the year in December. That Christmas Day game against Pittsburgh, I know we just remember the DeAndre Hopkins touchdown catch and the fact that it was a loss. 176 yards rushing on the ground, which was a season high for the Texans. So some positives that can be taken from Davenport's performance.
No doubt. And, you know, we over the last week, we've been really excited about the Honey Badger coming to the Texans. Bill O'Brien, very, very excited as well. He said that Bruce Arians, Honey Badger's old coach, would stand on a table 10 times for Tyrann Mathieu. So that's cool stuff.